15 minutes. Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Steven?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to hear that I have the right person on the line, Steven Zetzi, right?
Yes.
Excellent. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years?
26 to 40.
Thank you for your opinion. And what is your primary branch of the trade? A stone mason, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, plaster, tile setter, marble mason, tile or marble finisher, PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanic or finisher?
Do I have to just choose one?
Just one, yes, please.
Bricklayer.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And on that, on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you so much for your information and opinion, sir. Your time is valuable as well. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 plus weeks?
Does weather count?
Whether, sure, I mean, it basically is, how many weeks have you been unemployed, regardless of the main reason why?
1 to 4.
1 to 4. Thank you so much for that. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Thank you for that. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
In my community, I think I might say about the same.
About the same number as this time last year. The next question is rather similar. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union constructions projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
This time last year, I might say less.
Fewer unions construction projects. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Oh, good question. No, I think we could use more.
Yes, okay.
I think we could use more.
And your opinion, again, is extremely important, sir. Thank you so much. Your answers will be recorded. And, of course, that's the most important thing. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, I don't think there was. Once
okay.
You hear that, I've got to turn an alarm off.
Definitely. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Have I ever been a steward? Yeah, I think I was many,
okay,
many years ago.
Okay, thank you so much. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I think it's state or local. Okay. Yes, I'm not positive.
Thank you so much. Your opinion is very important, sir. Thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Oh, man, I wish I had a good answer for that. There's so many variables.
Feel free to answer as you feel more comfortable, of course. More than now, the same as now, less than now?
I would have to say about the same. I'm not sure. That's a good one. There's just too many
okay.
things to think about.
Okay, about the same you said, right? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Well, kids are graduating high school, college, so I think it'll probably get a little better for us.
Okay, thank you. And now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust air quality, no real safety concerns.
I don't think I really have strong safety concerns. I think everything's pretty good.
Okay, you say no real safety concerns. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never? Occasionally or regularly?
Occasionally, I've seen them.
Okay. We are 41% complete. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I will read the options. Cable news, radio, print or online newspapers, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from.
Oh, boy. Probably 1 being the most, correct?
1 being the most, correct.
Maybe the television, option 1.
Okay, option 1, local TV news programming.
Yeah.
Would number 2 be cable?
Maybe cable. And then internet.
Internet. What about place number 4 in the rank? Radio, print or online newspapers, friend and neighbors?
I think it would probably be in that order, yeah.
Okay, in that order, right. Radio is number 4, print or online newspapers, and friends and neighbors. Perfect. Thank you so much. And now, with which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Support for labor units, healthcare, immigration, jobs in the economy, education, foreign policy, the environment, or something else?
I guess the environment is probably one of my bigger concerns right now.
Thank you. We are at 54% complete, almost done. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davies-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen her or read anything about the Davies-Bacon Act?
Oh, David. Yes, I read about it. I don't remember
what
I read, but yes, I have.
Would you say, how much would you say you have seen, read, or heard? Just a little, some, or a lot?
Some.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Davies-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wage to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federally elected officials support it?
Oh, very.
Very important. Thank you.
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davies-Bacon Act?
Sorry, that's funny.
The Democratic Party, you said, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The United Auto Workers.
Would you say much more or somewhat more?
I don't know all of the details. I know.
No worries.
Somewhat.
Would you say just somewhat more, right? You would support them somewhat more, right? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done, his job as a president overall?
Overall, yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I would say strongly approve.
Okay, thank you.
I think strongly.
How about his job on foreign affairs?
I guess I would say strongly.
Strongly approve as well?
Yes.
How about his job on the economy?
Also strongly, yeah.
Also strongly approve? His job on support for labor unions?
I don't know the track record, but knowing that he's a Democrat, I would say I would support him strongly on that also.
Strongly on that also? And also his job on immigration?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve.
Yeah.
Thank you. And his job on healthcare, please.
Going back to COVID-19, I think I would say somewhat.
Somewhat approve? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or somewhat?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And now we're 70% complete. And do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Oh, no. I do not approve of that. Not at all.
Okay. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I think I would have to say across the board, strongly disapprove of the way Congress is acting and their work.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Currently, no.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wage, retirement security, and safety? Yes?
Yes, I do read that.
Okay.
Yes, I do find that very useful.
Yes, thank you. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Effectiveness, I think I would say fair.
Fair, right, just fair. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness in the international union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
I know a lot less of that, so my answer might be not thoroughly informed, but I might say fair also.
Fair, okay. Thank you so much. Now, in your own words, in a sentence or two, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think they need to do a better outreach to communicate the effectiveness and usefulness of masonry to the young generation of designers and builders, because I see less
masonry. Okay, let me just track your answer. You said, I think they need to do a better outreach to communicate the effectiveness and
I just think they need to reach out to young designers and builders, architects, engineers, of the usefulness of masonry. I think it's being phased out. So that is leadership's job, to make our trade.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? Your own words.
Well, not lose its market share.
Not to lose the market share, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for the market share, right? SHARE,
yes, yes.
Correct?
Yes, of our trade, of our business, mm-hmm. To the non-union side.
Okay. Thank you so much in that case. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email,
Please.
Union meetings, job site, mail, text, SMS?
I would say print, if possible.
Okay. So you would say mail, correct?
Mail, yes.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never? Once a year? A couple times a year? Or four or more times a year?
Probably a couple times.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're 90% complete. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
More Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I think strong would be a fair.
Thank you. Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
Oh, crap. I don't know. I'm half white and half Mexican. I don't know what to put.
Okay. We can put other here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Steve.
Okay, thank you so much. In that case, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, okay?
You got it. Hey,
thank you very much.
You have a good day.
You have a good day as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.